I'm speaking to Rudolf Rocher. He's the district manager for the Cape Winelands for the program of the sustainable resource use and management at the Department of Agriculture in the Western Cape government. Rudolf, a warm welcome on our program.
Good day, Gerda, and thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you and the listeners.
Rudolf, I want to talk to you about the relevance of ecological infrastructure for agriculture. But let's start at the beginning. What is ecological infrastructure?
Well, guys, the easiest way to explain that is to say, just like civil infrastructure, where we talk about dams and pipelines, structures that's in our rivers, like weirs, to take water from the river systems, we have the civil engineering infrastructure. We also have ecological infrastructure. And that specifically refers to our catchments, our river systems, our wetlands, our soil, our felt, our biodiversity that's in the landscape. That's also important, that also requires maintenance, just like your normal civil engineering infrastructure. And it also provides services and goods in the form of ecological services and goods to the bigger, not only the farming community, but also to everybody staying in that catchment.
Rudolf, how well does the Western Cape implement this?
So the Western Cape is very involved in addressing the health of ecological infrastructure. Our plan is, and this is the Smart Agri Plan, referred to as the Smart Agri Plan, and any of your listeners can just Google the wording Smart Agri Plan and they will see if this implementation plan to address climate change and to improve the ecological health of our catchments. This plan was undersigned by both the provincial ministers of environmental affairs and agriculture. As a result, we've got a very specific plan with detail, very practical in terms of what is required every year to restore and maintain our ecological infrastructure. In the past financial year, the Department of Agriculture alone and this specific program of ours in the Department, Sustainable Resource Use and Management, have created 815 jobs and rehabilitated 16,000 hectares of agricultural land.
What are some of the major projects you have initiated?
So the department has the specific plan of implementation, and currently this year we have a budget of 37 million rand that we are spending on restoring our ecological infrastructure. A part of this is looking at invasive alien clearing is one of the major challenges that our farmers have on their farms. And part of it is spending the funding on assisting our farmers in the Karoo area with fencing. So invasive alien clearing specifically assists the farmers of clearing these invasives on their farms. The farmers actively participate. Our methodology is that there should be skin in the game and farmers financially contribute to the work in partnership with the department. In the fencing, it's a similar methodology that's used, and there we do about 65 kilometers of fencing every year over the past 3 years to support farmers with improvement and management of their felt and improving the biodiversity that is in the felt. So these two projects are the major ones that I can highlight maybe and indicate to you that the job creation is received from these plans that we implement or these projects.
Rudolf, how do you foresee ecological infrastructure playing a role in sustainable agriculture?
Look, so ecological infrastructure itself, if you look at the different things that I've mentioned earlier, is the soil and the felt and the biodiversity and rivers and wetlands, etc. Just to maybe bring it down, these services that they render to us can be categorized basically in the soil, the water and the plants. So the importance of having a healthy ecosystem in terms of soil is to avoid having any erosion, excessive fires in our felt, or preventing flooding. This is specifically where invasive alien clearing along our river systems helps us to improve the health of that riparian zones along our rivers. Clearing these invasives not only improves the water volume that's available for not only agriculture but also for our towns, but it also prevents blocking of the river, intense fires happening along our rivers, and the blocking obviously causing flooding. With water improvement, I can just mention to you that the recent studies indicated that if we do nothing, if we do not do any alien clearing, the Western Cape has the potential to lose 5% of its annual runoff of water that is lost to the fact that the aliens are using all of these waters. In the Cape Wineland specifically, on average, if we clear 5 hectares of dense invasive alien adult trees, every 5 hectares of river riparian that we clear improves or results in that we have 1 hectare of agricultural water available that we save. So every 5 hectares of invasive trees cleared is equal to 1 hectare of agricultural water that we save.
How can some of the listeners play part in ensuring healthier catchments?
Well, for the individuals staying in town, I think just the awareness and the support that they can give to the agricultural sector, who in the Western Cape is the biggest users of water in a rural landscape, is to know how important it is to have good quality water. But for the farmers themselves, I want to invite them all to participate in these projects that we do within the department. Our specific sub-program within our program, Sustainable Resource Use and Management, is Land Care. And that speaks so nicely to what it is actually about. It's about caring for your land. And we've got several projects involved. Like I said, with the alien clearing, which farmers can register to participate. We also have a very active restoration project that we're running. We've got a nursery at Worcester where we have 20,000 indigenous trees, 12 different species that we grow every year that we provide to farmers to go back into their river systems. With our partners that we have, we are planting almost 100,000 trees back into our river systems every year for the past 6 years. So there's a lot of opportunity for farmers to participate in clearing their river systems, restoring it, and also the other contribution that they can make is do careful planning, land use planning along our river systems and wetlands. Be sure that you stay away, give the river enough space so that it can flow, that it can receive the floods, and that it can stay in a healthy ecological state.
Rudolf, where can you be contacted for further information?
Sarah, the best would be if people would send me an email to rudolf.rosche@westerncape.gov.za. Rudolph, you spell R-U-D-O-L-P-H, and my surname, Rosche, R-O-S-C-H-E-R. If somebody wants to phone me, my landline number is 021-808-7801.